Chair, it's my pleasure to present a regional contribution to the Global Handbook. Since July 2018, IVA has been implementing a regional project on water allocation. The project is implemented as a part of the global process for the development of the Water Allocation Handbook at the financial support of the Government of Kazakhstan in close cooperation with the Water Convention Secretariat. And the purpose of the project is to develop proposals to the handbook and share the experience and practice of the region in water allocation and environmental flow assessment. Project is implemented with involvement of the group of international and national experts from 10 countries of the Eurasian region, including Afghanistan, China, Iran, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Mongolia, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Russia, and Uzbekistan. Kazakhstani companies, Ekater and Kaper, are the main performers of the project, which are responsible for its two separate components on water allocation and environmental flow assessment. IVAK coordinates the project activities at the regional level and assists in developing proposals to the handbook. Next slide, please. Since 2011, some progress has been achieved in implementing the project activities. In particular, the group of experts prepared an analysis of the existing practice in water allocation, an analysis of the assessment and application of environmental flow requirements in the region, as well as developed 20 case studies covering different aspects of transboundary water cooperation between countries. And as a part of the joint work, the group of experts studied the national water legislation of countries, identified water priorities and approaches to transboundary waters at the national levels, analyzed the strengths and weaknesses of bilateral and multilateral water agreements existing in the region. In addition, IVAK organized two technical meetings of experts from the region. First meeting it was on 12th and 13th of December last year on discussion of the project tasks and approaches to the joint work. Second meeting was held on 15th of May 2020 on discussion of the interim findings of the joint research and the structure of the regional report. And the third regional meeting on sharing the main outcomes of the project was held last week. The government officials and experts from the region took part in the meeting. It served as a platform for the exchange of knowledge and experience of countries in implementing water allocation and environmental flow assessment. The meeting addressed such topics like the existing legal and regulatory frameworks for cooperation, institutional framework and the effectiveness, practice, principles and methodologies for assessment of the environmental flow. And the meeting allowed identifying case studies for the handbook, elaborating consolidated proposals to the handbook, and recommendations for developing further cooperation between countries in the field of water allocation and environmental flow assessment. Next slide, please. And generally, the project has made three main inputs to the development of handbook. Firstly, it assisted in developing substantive content of handbook by descriptions of legal basis and arrangements. Secondly, it proposed a number of case studies on different aspects of water allocation, which can be used for the relevant parts of handbook. Finally, it developed proposals for the section main conclusions and considerations. Next, please. The main findings of the project are listed on the slides shown on your screens. I will not read them. And these slides are available on the meeting webpage also. I would like to note that these are preliminary results of the project and they will be finalized taking into account the proposals and comments of the regional meeting. And that's it from my side. Thank you.